days, all so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above. Humbly, all humbly you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. Oh, here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my
wonderful this morning. And here we are to worship him again. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. We're looking forward to what the Lord has got in store for us and these young people today. I believe we're going to have a good time in the Lord. We just want to remember our requests, you know, Brother Ron and Spencer and Sister Vicki Tidwell and Sister Shirley. I pray that the Lord will continue to give her strength and touch her. And I'm sure there's other needs. If you just make those known this morning, God sees our hearts and he knows what we have need of in the service today. Brother Jonathan, come. You know, it's pretty obvious when a song leader has too many books, this thing starts going down when he puts them on there. But my daughter is so genius and intelligent, she needs to teach me how to put it all on one thing, maybe one day.
Amen. God bless you. You're ready to have church this morning. Amen. It's so wonderful to be here. Such a good atmosphere around Christmas time. Everybody's always happy. Appreciate the youth so much. And good to see my dad and mom back there. So if you think I'm half the person I am, it's because of them. So appreciate them, love them so much. And let's just go to Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you this morning, Lord. We so appreciate all the things that you do for us, Lord. Lord, so many times you move for our stead, Lord, and we don't even see you moving. But Lord, this morning we want to show you appreciation, Lord. We want to worship you this morning. We want to praise you this morning. We want to sing the songs of Zion and, Lord, lift your name on high. Let the world see there is a risen Savior, Lord. There is a Jesus that came for us, Lord. And, Lord, you see our needs in the congregation this morning, Lord. You see hands that have lifted up, Lord, and you see hearts, Lord, that are troubled, and you see sicknesses amongst us, Lord, around the land. Lord, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit this morning, Lord, and anoint those that are sick that they may be healed, Lord, and Lord, anoint those that are lost that they may be saved, and Lord, anoint those that have troubles that they can see a path, Lord, and walk into freedom, Lord, and we ask you to be with this service this morning, Lord, anoint Brother Mark, Lord Jesus, let him, Lord, just sing the songs that we need to hear, Lord, that we can sing along and worship and anoint you, Lord, and be with us in the remainder of the service, Lord. Touch our pastor, Lord, give him strength in a mighty way, Lord. Touch us all, Lord, in your lovely name we pray. Amen.
As I said before, this morning we're here to have a morning of worship today.
Amen.
Amen. Give God all the glory. Let's sing that together if you will.
To God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his son, who yielded his life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport when Jesus we see. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Let the earth hear his voice this morning. Let's sing this same key, G.
He promised us that he would be a counselor, the mighty God and the Prince of Peace. He promised us that he would be a father, and he would love us with the
this service is about this morning. It's all about him, and he's more wonderful than my mind can conceive this morning. And I know I didn't tell the tech room this morning, and this wasn't planned. But we've been through a rough year this year, and we've been through a blessed year this year. So many good things God has done. And I can't help but just to thank him for his goodness this morning. How many are thankful for the goodness of God? I know I wear you out with this song, but I can't help it. It's my testimony. I love the Lord. His mercy never fails me. Let's sing it this morning. I love you, Lord. Help me sing it. I know you know it. For your mercy never fails me. All of my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up, from the moment that I wake up, till I lay my head, until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Why don't you help me sing it this morning? Oh, 'cause all of my life you have been faithful. Oh, and all of my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am in, I will sing. Oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. Yes, I do. For you have led me through the fire. Think about it. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. I've known you as a friend. Oh, and I've lived. I have lived. Yes, I have. In the goodness of God. Oh, help me sing it. Oh. Oh, can we sing it one more time? Oh. How many can join me in that this morning? Say, I will sing of the goodness of God. As long as there's breath in this body, they're going to be singing of the goodness of God. He has been so good to me. And I know we're here for a Christmas program this morning, so why don't we just sing a couple Christmas songs this morning as well. Amen. I believe this one's in G. Oh, hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies, with angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Glory to the newborn King. Oh, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Oh, let every heart prepare Him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing. Oh, He rules the world with truth and grace, and He makes the nation prove the glories of His righteousness. Joy this morning. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this. You need to give Sister Wanda some volume on her mic. She's going to help me with this song this morning. You can't see. She's got no mic. Well, let's find one. Thank the Lord for all these assistants we have this morning. Jesus, Jesus. can say glory. Glory to the newborn King this morning. We'll let you have your seats, and we'll have our ushers to come this morning, receive the morning offering you just give to the Lord. And I know He'll bless every effort today. It's good to have all of our visitors with us. Sister Sarah back with us today. My father-in-law and mother-in-law, good to have them with us today. That's for you, Judy. All right, we had several birthdays this week. Brother Greg wasn't here when I mentioned his birthday on Wednesday night. I know he's here this morning. Brother Greg, you stick your head around this morning. I'm wishing you a happy birthday again today. Everybody, it's Brother Greg's birthday today. Did you know that? It's Brother Greg's birthday. Actually, yesterday. I'm sorry. Actually, yesterday. And today is Sister Debbie Miller's birthday. Why don't we give her a big hand? Brother Pat, he's kind of hid behind the wall this morning, but tomorrow is Brother Pat's birthday. Brother Pat, happy birthday. And on Tuesday, my precious angel daughter, Carrie, is celebrating her birthday. Let's give her a big hand. And last but not least, on Wednesday, Brother Matt Garrett is celebrating his birthday. A lot of Christmas children, wasn't it? But we want to wish all of them a happy birthday this morning. Amen. And we're just going to kind of get out of the way this morning, and so our pastor can come, and I think he's going to introduce our young people this morning. So I know you just sat, but can we stand one more time as we sing this morning? Whoever did this directory left out the pastor's daughter. Somebody's going to be in trouble. When is yours? It was last week. Well, you wasn't here, was you? Well, happy birthday this morning to Naomi. I did announce that Wednesday night, didn't I? That's what age does to you. It makes you forget the last service, but I did. And I said it right, too. I said Naomi Moats. I did. And that was so hard for me, but it came out. And I got it right this morning. Amen. How many are glad you're here this morning? Just here for a good time in the Lord this morning. And then we're going to have some fellowship and some good food waiting on us, and we're looking forward to that. Let's sing this morning. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant.
Adore Him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, come, let us. is to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and all the saints of God. Truly, He is worthy. Truly, we have a King. Not just a King, but the King of Kings. What a blessing to be in the presence of the saints of God this morning to worship Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Yes. I was reading my devotions this morning, Lamentations chapter 3 and verses 22. So beautiful. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because His compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Oh, I'm so grateful today that God's mercies restart our life. I hear people say, you know what, my life is a mess. You know, I can't just get out from my past. God gives us an opportunity each day to have a brand new day. Praise God. Every day is a brand new day with Him. God erases yesterday and He starts new today, and His mercies never fail us. What a blessing this morning to know that He cares for us. I wonder if the brethren will come this morning, and this will be the tithes, the first fruits you give to the Lord, and God will bless you. Especially during this time of the year, the Lord will especially give you a double portion, a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I was listening to a message on the way to church this morning. You have been studying it here with me, the Revelation chapter 4. I thought this was so beautiful. Speaking of Jesus Christ, Brett Bram said, Jesus Christ is the beginning of the creation of God. Revelation 1, is that right? Then when God was created, He is the beginning of the creation of God, and God is eternal. Yes. Is that right? When God was created, when a little baby was conceived in the womb of a mother, a virgin, and she began to develop these cells within her to bring forth this little baby. And that was the beginning of God's creation. For God was made flesh and dwelt among us and became Emmanuel, God with us, the beginning of the creation of God. Praise God. Oh, I'm so thankful there was a day that He came to earth. There's a great dispute when that day was, but the main thing is, the bottom line is, the bigger picture of all of it is, He was born. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was born. He was created. He is the creation of God this morning. Oh, my. Let's just sing one little song. Amen. Before we go further into the program. My, everyone looks so nice. Bat robes and everything else here. Hallelujah. We're going to have church. I don't know what we're going to do, but kind of, you know, a little scary, but all is well. Amen. All is well this morning. And please, let me say this. Don't beat up on my song leaders over your birthday, please. The poor guy, you know, you see the stack of stuff he has to bring up here. If he misses your birthday, just look over it, okay? All is well. We know you were born. We may not get the date just right, but thank God for you. Hallelujah. Let's sing the song, change the atmosphere a little bit here. Amen. Hallelujah. Love you. Okay, good.
Oh, great is Thy faithfulness. Great is Thy faithfulness. And
oh,
and great is Thy faithfulness. Oh, great is Thy faithfulness.
Oh, God, I'm so thankful.
And morning by morning, new mercies I see. And all I have need of Thy hand.
Praise God. You may be seated just for a moment. I just want to thank God for his amazing grace to us through this year. Here we are in 2022. At the end of the year, another year has went by. We've seen a lot of things this year. As you see and you know, the time is filled with swift transitions. There's things that are happening so quickly. As I started the new year, so many things has happened and so many different junctions. But here we are at the end of the year, and we just want to give God glory and praise and thanksgiving for this special, very special time of the year. I know, as I've said, the dispute on Christmas and the birth and all the, you know, you had the ups and downs about it. But today we're so grateful to know in our hearts when he was born, what he came for, to redeem dying humanity. And I'm very grateful this morning to be part of that plan that God had somewhere in the back part of God's mind that he saw us here this morning. And we're very grateful for that. So we are here to worship and celebrate our risen Savior Jesus Christ, to commemorate God becoming flesh. As the scripture said, Emmanuel, God with us. God Emmanuel, God with us. Almighty God, God condescending to humanity to express to us his love and his care and to become one of us this morning. He wasn't just a God that stays above us, but he was a God, or he is a God that is with us. God above us, God with us, now he's God in us to be a part of us this morning. And what a great revelation that is to know Jesus Christ. You can know a lot of things in this life, but if you don't know Jesus Christ, friends, you don't know anything today. He's the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley. In the Old Testament, before the high priest can go into offering the blood for the sin of the people, he had to be anointed with the Rose of Sharon. Oh, the sweet ointment that they call the Rose of Sharon. And today I'm so grateful that we have a Rose of Sharon, Jesus Christ. And before we can come to the altar and into the presence of God, we have to be anointed with Jesus Christ. He is the Rose of Sharon and the Lily of the Valley. I know that you're on pins and needles this morning, so I don't want to detain you much longer. The little ones sometimes get a little fidgeted, but I'm so looking forward this morning to what they have in store for us. And I came here with great expectation to be blessed. How many feels that way? Brother Jim, it's so good to see you and Sister Judy. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome. Welcome each and every one of you. Today, our young people will remind us through songs and worship that Jesus Christ is still Lord. I want you to say it with me. Jesus Christ is still Lord. God bless you. I want you to give a round of applause to Brother Jonathan as he comes, and he'll take the program from here. God bless you, Brother Jonathan.
Out of the way, and I wrote it down because I don't remember nothing. But Brother Joseph, Sister Deanna, we truly appreciate y'all allowing us this opportunity, this time to do this. The musicians, Brother Mark and his team of musicians, always here to support us, to help us. We're so grateful and thankful. The sound room, we brought them out every practice as well for them to put on it, so we really appreciate them. Sister Amber, Sister Kaylee, Sister Bethany, Sister Kelly, Sister Tiffany, helping out so much. Matt and Christy, and Chris and Audrey, and my wife Carol. I always forget, but we appreciate it so much. Appreciate the opportunity so much. So hopefully they'll have a good time for you. But just real quick before we go, we want to make sure we theme it the real reason for the season. And you know, I just a couple things I was looking at last night, and statistics show that 80% of 5-year-olds. Believes in Santa Claus.
My.
And 45% of 5-year-olds believes in Jesus. That's an issue in society. And you know, we want to try to do our part in the youth group and what we stand for here to change that, to let the world know that it's more than Santa Claus. But there's a real risen King that has come for us. So if you would, just worship with us. Join in. Feel at home. Enjoy yourself this morning and pray it'll be a blessing to you.
Y'all see my new phone? I'm special and get exactly what I want.
Y'all just don't know. My dad gets me everything I want for Christmas.
Oh, really? Well, my dad's getting me a Tesla because I'm his favorite.
I'm so happy this year.
I'm so grateful for friends and family.
I'm so thankful for all the presents. They're so nice.
Hang on. We need to settle down. All this over gifts and no talk about Jesus?
Yes, that's true. While the gifts are nice and we should appreciate them all, gifts are not the most important thing that we need to focus on. While we do enjoy and should enjoy gifts from our loved ones, we need to keep our eyes on the real gift of God.
Right. I mean, I always appreciate and enjoy my gifts, but there is more to Christmas than the gifts. While we appreciate them, it's not the most important thing about Christmas. Jesus is the real reason for the season.
Christmas, what it means to me, not just a tree and gifts, but the birth of our Savior, his life, death, and resurrection. That's a gift that can never be matched. God's gift to us, the greatest gift ever, the real meaning of Christmas, should always be around Jesus.
Jesus was the greatest gift that God ever gave the world. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, whomsoever believeth in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Watch God and his gift as life was given as the greatest gift to us.
Now, where did this all start? You know, from the beginning.
What I have to give to you cannot be bought or sold. It can't be wrapped up in a box or tied with strings of gold. It is imperfect, and you'll see it isn't even new. But Jesus, it's the only treasure
is give all that.
always speaks through his prophets. Wasn't there a prophecy of his birth?
Yes, it was the prophet Isaiah that foretold the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's hear from him as he was telling of this coming gift.
Moreover, the Lord spake again unto Ahaz, saying, Ask thee a sign of the Lord thy God. Ask it either in the depth or in the height above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask, neither will I tempt the Lord. And he said, Hear ye now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Butter and honey shall he eat, that he may know to refuse the evil and choose the good. For before the child shall know to refuse the evil and choose the good, land that thou abhorrest shall be forsaken of both her kings.
Y al regresar a casa, los que habían sido enviados hallaron sano al siervo que había estado enfermo. Aconteció después que él iba a la ciudad que se llamaba Naín, e con él muchos de sus discípulos y una gran multitud. Cuando llegó cerca de la puerta de la ciudad, he aquí que llevaban a enterrar a un difunto, hijo único de su madre, la cual era viuda. Y iba con ella mucha gente de la ciudad. Y cuando el Señor la vio, se compadeció de ella y le dijo, No llores. Y acercándose tocó el féretro, y los que lo llevaban se detuvieron y dijo, Joven, a ti te digo, levántate. Entonces se incorporó el que había muerto y comenzó a hablar y lo dio a su madre. Y todos tuvieron miedo y glorificaban a Dios diciendo, Un gran profeta ha sido levantado entre nosotros, y Dios ha visitado a su pueblo.
Oh, what a prophecy. I can just imagine that in that day it was so hard to see what was happening without the revelation of the message of the day.
True, but with a true prophecy, a true fulfillment of that prophecy is to come. God's word never returns void.
And what a day there was to come, a prophecy for years with many misinterpretations, but God had a plan all along to give us a perfect gift.
Can you just imagine the scenes as the time was drawing near and the world was about to see this fulfillment of this prophecy?
Now listen as the scene is set. Matthew 1:18-20. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on the wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not, and take unto thee Mary thy wife. For that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
Oh, to think about that prophecy that so many Christians had heard for years, now about to play out in our time. What it must have been to be living in that day and see the message you had heard all your life now coming into manifestation in our lifetime.
Oh, so true. Could you imagine living today and seeing how a prophet had given prophecies and then see them now come to pass before your eyes?
Now the manger scene is so special because God would choose a stable for a king to be born. There was no place for Jesus when he came, no inn or room for him, but a manger and a stable would welcome our gift.
And like our hearts, not much of a place for a king to be born, but he is born in us and we welcome his gift.
Could you think what it would have been like in that day, no room available, people actually putting them in a stable for a birth of a child, let alone a king?
I know, to think about that in the day we live in is crazy, but God always has a plan and a purpose for everything.
Watch now, here they come.
I am Mary. God chose me to carry his son.
I am the angel that appeared to the wise men. I am the star. That guy, the wise man.
We are the animals that were with Jesus in the stable.
Joseph aussi montant de la Galilée, de la ville de Nazareth, pour se rendre dans la Judée, la ville de David, appelée Bethléem, parce qu'il était de la famille de la lignée de David. Il alla pour faire inscrire sa femme avec Marie qui était enceinte. Pendant qu'il était là, le moment où Marie devait accoucher arriva. Et la nuit tombe, le premier, elle était enveloppée de la linge et se coucha dans la baignoire, parce qu'il n'avait pas de place pour eux deux dans la salle des autres. Il avait de la même région des bergers qui passaient la nuit là, les champs pour garder leurs troupeaux. Un ange du Seigneur leur apparut et la gloire du Seigneur resplendissant autour d'eux. Il faisait inscrire une grande frayeur. Mais l'ange le dit, n'ayez pas peur, car je vous annonce une bonne nouvelle, qui sera la source de votre grande joie pour tout le peuple. Aujourd'hui, dans la ville de David, vous êtes né un sauveur, le Messie, le Seigneur. Voici quel signe qui vous rentrer, qui trouvait un nouveau-né et couché dans une baignoire. Et tout le coup, des anges de l'armée céleste se joignaient dans l'ange et ils disaient, louange à Dieu. Gloire à Dieu, le lieu très haut, Père sur la terre, bienveillance par ses hommes.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Thank you.
Matthew 2:7-11. Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star they saw in the east went before them till it came to stood over the young child where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, and they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And then when they had opened their eyes and their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
And that, kids, is what Christmas is all about. The greatest gift was Jesus Christ.
Children, we would dream of Christmas morn, of all the gifts and toys we knew we'd find, but we never realize a baby born was blessed night, gave us the greatest gift of all.
Love.
like to ask for all y'all to stand with us in worship.
Oh. You worship him tonight. Can you give him praise tonight? Do you love him tonight? You know that he would die, that he would give his son so that we could live, that he was born in this time of year. You know, the world can celebrate, the world can worship, but you know, we got something to worship for. So many times we take a back seat and we don't stand, but we need to stand and we need to praise our King this morning. We need to let the world know they're happy about their things, but we're happy about our King. This youth group loves the Lord Jesus Christ. This church loves the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, Sister Audrey, if we go back to Majesty, would y'all sing it with us again? The ending from Majesty on. Because, you know, I don't think some of us worship like we should. Come on. I think some of us sits there and expects us for somebody else to do it. We need to worship him this morning. He died for us. Amen. Majesty. Amen.
Majesty. Worship his majesty.
Enjoy that this morning.
Hallelujah.
And God bless each and every one of you. Appreciate you spending Amen. The time with us. Appreciate your opportunity to work with this group of youth. We have our problems, but you know what? Your kids love the Lord Jesus.
Yes.
And it shows in their dedication. It shows in their work. It shows in their willingness to do whatever they're asked to do. Amen. So we truly appreciate it, Brother Joseph. You come. Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Well done. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we give them another round of applause? Hallelujah. That is easier said than done. What a blessing. Did you feel the presence of the Lord? Hallelujah. What more would you want your youths and your children to be involved with? In an age that pushes, there's no God, atheism, agnostics, everything, everybody. You can't even say God in the public anymore. But you know what? We're here to magnify Jesus. We're here to let the world know that He's alive and He's well. And to see our children worship Jesus Christ. Friends, I tell you what, it means the world to me today to see our young people. I want to thank God for their lives. Thank God for everything that was done here today. I want to say to you young people, you've done a tremendous job, all the little ones, even baby Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is just, I believe He's pleased this morning. How many really sense the presence of the Lord? It was just so wonderful, wasn't it? Just to feel Jesus there. I tell you, I couldn't help the tears from coming down my eyes and just flowing down just to see our young people here in this church serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I just want to thank Brother Jonathan and Sister Carol. They've done a tremendous job with these young people all year long, just working with them, just toiling with them. All of our youth leaders here. I wonder if they will come forward, Brother Jonathan, Sister Carol, Brother Matt, Sister Christy. Hallelujah. Come on, Chris and Audrey, you can't hide back there. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for all the ones here. Sister Tiffany, would you come? Hallelujah. Sister Amber, I know you don't want to stand up here, but I want to thank you. Hope I didn't miss anyone else. Amen. Is there anyone else here that maybe I'm missing? Amen. God bless you. Come up here. We just want to thank God for you. While we were all home on Wednesday night, you know, we weren't taking a break, but while we were there at home praying and everything, they were here working diligently, really hard with our young people, just so committed to just putting, so much has happened, you understand, so much has happened in between and things like that, but to be able to still pull this program off today, I want to thank each and every one of you. Thank you so much from the very depths of my heart. May God bless all of them, their labor of love. Can we give them a nice round of applause? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. You may have your seats. Thank you. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I may have time to maybe read a scripture. Is that all right? Amen. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't preach, I promise you. Amen. But I can read a little scripture. Amen. You believe the Lord? Is this all right? Amen. A brother one time, I was invited to his church to preach, and he said, you got to wear a white shirt, and you can't have an iPad. He said, you got to wear a white shirt. That's all. I don't tolerate different color shirts, and you got to bring your Bible. You can't use an iPad. So, you know, that service, man, I tell you, I got there, and I had everything on the iPad. I had to convert everything back to handwritten notes and everything like that. But, you know, it's all right. This is fine, amen? Is this okay? God is still in control of our lives, isn't it? Isn't it so wonderful to know that He's alive and well? And you hear this message every year, my same notes, my same message. Jesus is the keystone to every revelation and every inspiration. You believe that? And still is the answer to redeeming, suffering humanity. When we need healing, we go to Him. When we need directions, we go to Him. He has the answer to everything that we desire. Our psychiatrists are good. Our doctors are good. You know, our health is good. It's good to work out, stay fit, all those things. But you go to Jesus. He has the answer. You believe that? Acts 17:28 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." John 1:3, "All things were made by Him, and without Him there was not anything made that was made." Can you say amen? Jesus Christ is the faithful, true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. He is the beginning of the creation of God. Nothing will ever take his place. No church, no pope, no man, no creed. As much as you love your church, it'll never take the place. Jesus Christ is the answer this morning. Do you believe him? He is the true faithful witness and the beginning of the creation of God. You see, all of the Old Testament prophecies pointed to the birth of the Messiah. And there are countless, I believe, scriptures that forecast the supernatural event of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, some people like to dispute these things. Well, we celebrate, Christ's birth in April because that's when he really was born. And, we don't do Christmas or, we do Christmas. Friends, I'll tell you what. There's nothing we can do about Christmas is here to stay. You believe it? There's nothing we can do about it. We can dispute it. We can argue about it. It's just like, anything. You cannot change what has already been. My favorite scripture is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. How many wants peace today? He is the Prince of Peace. Oh, when you come to him, everything else just seems to wash away. Because Jesus is the answer. Jesus Christ is to be worshipped by the Bride of Christ 365 days of the year. You believe it? True worshiper, worship the Father, and such that seeketh him will worship him this morning. I love what John says in John 4:23. Jesus himself speaking, he said, "But the hour cometh, now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him." You believe that he is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our honor. He's worthy of everything that we give to him. And this is the reason we come here, is to worship him. Not to dispute him, but to worship him. I love this quote from Brother Branham. Starts, we will see Jesus. He said, now, I do not believe, let me make this clear, I do not believe that Jesus would care what day you worship his birthday on, if it's the 25th, 26th, or whether it's April, May, June, July, or whenever it might be, just so you worship him on any day. Praise God. Are you thankful for that? We worship Jesus any day, every day of the week, because he is worthy of our praise. Let's all stand to our feet. Revelation 5:9. And they sang a new song, saying, "Thou wert worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and had redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation, and had made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth." You believe it, Brother Mark? Amen. We shall reign on the earth. May we exalt him and worship him during this very special time. Today is our day with you, with our church family, and we would like for you to stay back and enjoy a little time of worship with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and with his people. Amen. Hallelujah. Because where his people is, he is there. And we can worship God together in his holy name. Let's sing a little song before we change the order now of the service. Again, we can't say thank you enough to all that have been put into this program this morning. May the Lord bless you real good. If we don't have any snow, next Sunday, I'm going to give you a little sermonette packed with vitamins for Christmas. If you want to come to church Sunday morning, we're going to have a Christmas service here, at 10 a.m., not 11. We're going to move the service back to 1 hour at 10 a.m. and have a 1 hour service here. We're going to have some singing, and you're going to see me preach like you never preach, like I've never preached for 30 minutes. I'm going to give you a powerful message that you can go home and enjoy the rest of the day. Do you love him? Somebody says, oh, it's Christmas. We need a, well, what's the reason for the season? Oh, we're going to cancel church on Sunday? No, we don't cancel Christ. Amen. The world cancel, you know, all these things. We don't cancel all these things. We worship Jesus Christ. We love him. We adore him. We magnify him. Next Sunday at 10 a.m., 1 hour service, and you're going to see your pastor preach like he's never preached before here at this tabernacle. Let's worship the Lord before we change the order now.
Down from his glory,
ever living
story, my God and Savior, my God and Savior came.
And Jesus was born in a manger. To his own a stranger.
And to his own a stranger.
A man of sorrow. Think
about it. Man of sorrows, tears, and agony.
Lift your voices to him now. Hallelujah.
Help me sing.
Oh, how I love him. You. We certainly love you. We want you to stay back and enjoy a couple of hours of your time, if you would, with us. We've got some good things planned for you. A nice hot meal there has been prepared, and good dessert. I love dessert, don't you, Brother Jonathan? And sweet tea. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's plenty of that in the fellowship hall, so we're just looking forward to a grand time with you. We're going to give our young people some time, I guess the little ones to change or whatever, but please, if you would, meet us downstairs as quickly as you can. I think Sister Deanna said dinner will be ready in about 15 minutes or so. So we're just looking to to enjoy a good time and some musical chair and everything else. Hallelujah. No telling what all we're going to do down there. So we just want Jesus to stay with us and enjoy his presence here with us. Let's bow our heads. We're going to pray over the food and dismiss you. And then as soon as they're ready, Brother Jonathan, maybe you can line them up down there and we'll start. We'll go to eating and enjoying the meal that's been provided. So let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time that we have shared with our youths at Believer's Tabernacle, our young people, Lord. And we just thank God for them, Lord, and for the little ones and for our youth leaders here at the church, Father, the mothers and fathers who have put a relentless amount of time into trying to make all this possible today. I pray you'll bless them, Lord. Bless the young people. Bless all that have gathered here today at this very special time of the year, Lord. May you continue to be exalted amongst us. Bless our time of fellowship as we go down to the fellowship hall. Bless the food sanctified by your word and our prayers. May all things be done decently in order in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the church says, amen and amen. God bless you. If I don't get to see you before now and Christmas, I hope you'll stay with us. May God bless you and Merry Christmas to you and your family. We certainly love you. Shalom to you and those of you online. Service will be here at 10 a.m. next Sunday. Tune back in and we'll look for a wonderful time around that very special day to celebrate Jesus Christ. Shalom to you. You're dismissed in Jesus' name.